ice in the drink, yay or nay? And if you're an ice guy, how much ice?
It depends on the drink. When I do have ice, it's light ice. I don't like it to be watered down too much. You know, I feel like, especially if you're at a restaurant and I'm paying for this drink.
You want it to be drink.
I don't want it to be half water. That's silly. I can get that for free.
You want the ice to melt at the same moment you run out of drink.
That's right. I want it a perfect harmony.
Ooh, la, la, la. There's a straw, yes, to ice.
Oh, it's straw dependent. I'm fascinated by this.
Well, I don't want ice touching my teeth.
I see. Okay. Well, all of a sudden, my mystery turns to complete logic.
It's all becoming clear.
Ice in the drink? Yay or nay? Are you an ice person? No ice? More drink? Less ice? What's the deal?
If I make the ice, yes. Restaurants, no.
Ice at home is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an ice chips person or ice cubes person? I guess it's tough to make chips unless you got one of them fancy things.
Yeah, no, just cubes.
Not fancy. Not fancy.
Yes, for ice, and I like a lot of ice, but not enough that it will water down my drink.
For some people, the more the better.
Thanks, I'll take all I can get.
Strawberry acai lemonade with light ice.
Wow, you're even ordering the drink.
Yeah.
I'll talk to our production department, see what I can do. Hey, Phil!
Next!
It depends. Like, if you have a water bottle and, like, it's a good thermos,
good sturdy one?
Yeah, then ice, because it keeps your water cold all day. But if you're going somewhere to buy a drink, I would rather no ice, because then you're getting
more drink.
Yes.